Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're really excited to welcome to our program today recording artist Madeline Victoria. We're going to talk to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that now with you all around the world. The single you guys are going to be hearing here is one that I think you guys will definitely find catchy. It's called He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com, as well as through your favorite online retailers. We're going to talk to Madeline about that experience of having a song that's available for people to be able to receive, but also how you all can stay connected with her too. Madeline, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you, not only on this single, but all the great things I know you have coming up, Madeline, for your fans. I mean, as I said, I mean, just as you would go to Amazon or iTunes to buy your favorite artist, now people are able to go and buy a single by Madeline Victoria. I mean, what has that been like for you to now have this song out and to hear people being able to enjoy it?
Oh, man, it's just been super exciting. Like you said about other artists that I, you know, go to Amazon and download now, it's available to everybody, one of my own songs. And, you know, I wrote this song about 4 years ago. And, you know, what really inspired me were all the dance halls that I've been to here in Texas. And, I mean, I love to dance. I love to sing. I love to be out at all the honky-tonks and just having a good time. And, you know, that really inspired me to do that. And now that people can, you know, really hear it, and I believe a lot of girls, even guys, can relate to this song and just have fun with it and go out dancing. And I'm excited for everybody listening to it.
Yeah. And it's from the self-titled EP, Madeline Victoria, that they can also get through our friends at Amazon for only $4.95. So we definitely encourage our audience to do that. But what I thought about when I was prepping for the segment with you, Madeline, is I was listening to singles like, you know, Breaking My Heart Again or even He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. It seems as though, you know, one of the reasons why people like you so much is because you're singing their stories. Is that one of the things you've heard, especially from women, that, hey, you know, I can really relate to this song?
Oh, yes, definitely. All my friends, my family members, they, even some gentlemen that I know, that they're like, hey, man, I know a girl who broke my heart, and it's just exactly what I wrote and exactly what I write for the people and all my friends out there. And I like to say my fans are my friends, because once I get to know them, and then I know that they love my music, and it just means so much to me. And for to be able to write for them and something that they could relate to is just really, really great. And like you said, I love to hear a lot of stories from different people. Everywhere I go, whether I have shows or gigs, traveling, I love to get to know people. And from there, it's just something that inspires me and lets me write off of.
Yeah, and I think that has to be, you know, one of the great things as well. You know, let's go back a little bit, Madeline, because I mentioned to you before we went on here that I wanted to talk about how this all began, because I think it's important for our audience to know that you've put in a lot of work to get to where you are today, and you continue to put in that work because you realize the importance of perfecting your craft. When did you realize, though, that music was that thing for you, that that is what you wanted to do with your life?
Yeah, well, it all started, singing, first of all, came natural to me ever since I was a little girl. You know, I would be in a classroom, you know, 7 years old, 8 years old, and everyone was taking a test, and I would just burst out singing a song for no reason, or I was just humming a song, and everybody knew that, oh, there goes Maddie again, she's singing, Madeline is singing again. So it's just something that I loved. My parents really support me in everything that I do, my whole family, and they really, they saw and they recognized, you know, my talent, I guess, you know, that they saw it and they really pushed me out and in a good way, helped me out there. And sure, they saw that this was my passion. And songwriting started when I was about 13. I loved to write in school and all that. And I started to just write down poems and different words and just different sayings. And I put it all together and I started learning guitar and it just all came together. I have been working really hard in the past, you know, few years, and I thank everybody who has been in support of me, local radio stations around here in my hometown, and also all the people that have showed up to my shows and supporting my music, because without any of them and without all the support, this of course would never be possible. And I just, you know, been, like I said, in the past few years, I've gotten some really great opportunities and opening up shows for big artists, and you know, that does take, you know, a lot of work and getting out there and putting yourself out there, but it's all worth it in the end. And to have that under my belt and to learn from so many great people in the industry, it has just been a great ride up until now, and I'm really looking forward to more and more things to come with the single and with more shows next year and my first radio tour coming up in December. I'm super excited about.
Wow. And, you know, I know that it has to be exciting for your fans as well. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Madeline Victoria. She's here to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also we're going to be introducing a single from her self-titled EP here in a moment. It's called He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. You mentioned, of course, your love of dance and that being one of the things that you've been able to share. I want to talk about the live performance for a moment, Madeline, because for those of us who cannot sing, like myself, or who know what it's like to be up on that stage, I mean, to, you know, perform and to see people excited. I mean, is that like the biggest high for you? I mean, I've heard artists talk about that. That is like the epitome of what it's all about, being up on that stage and feeling the excitement and the energy in the room. Is that the same way for you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, I always like to use the difference between being in a studio and being on stage. And you know, being in a studio is great. I can really, you know, concentrate on what I'm doing, but the stage is where I just absolutely love to be. I get a little I never get nervous anymore, you know, throughout the years of just performing and performing. The nerves are kind of gone, but the anxiety and the excitement of finally just getting on the stage, and when I'm on there, I'm super comfortable. And like I said, I've had some really big shows with some really great names, and the one that I can think of right now was just the best, was opening for, as far as when with the crowd goes and the people, it was a sold-out show for Zac Brown Band, and they actually didn't have an opening act, so the radio station called me up, and they said, hey, you know, we're going to send your video to Zac Brown himself and see if he wants you to open up for him. And I said, hey, you know, that's fine by me. I was, you know, praying, super excited, and, you know, we got it. We got on stage, and, man, the sold-out crowd. And it's just something that I'm looking forward to one day, and something that, you know, hopefully one day that's going to be me with a sold out crowd. And it was just a good, great experience. Like you said, just a high that I can never, you can never get from anything else. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, Madeline, I mean, it has to be, I mean, a great feeling for you too. I mean, because you are doing, unfortunately, what so many people just talk about. There's some people who will say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to do that, or I want to sing, I want to dance, I want to act, or whatever that thing is. And that's as far as it goes, as them just talking about it. What is it, do you think, helps you? Is it, you know, having that foundation at home that really helps to keep you motivated, to keep you driven?
Yes. Yes, definitely. You know, in this industry, from the beginning, you know, it's something that if it's something you love, you got to go out there and do it, because, you know, what else do you have to lose? But sometimes it does get hard out there on the road or in this industry, like anything else in life. Everything is a little, there's bumpy roads everywhere. But with the foundation that I have here, my mom, my dad, I have my brother who's my guitar player as well. He is also, you know, a really great songwriter and singer, but the support from them really keeps me going, and my faith in our faith together, it's what we need in this industry, because, you know, other than that, I'd fall apart, or you know, one day, you know, some days it's like, oh no, I can't do this anymore. But they're there to remind me and to bring me back to where I need to be, and that is definitely something that is number one in my family and to keep me going in this industry.
Yeah. The other side of that, I mentioned, you know, yourself. I mean, I want to talk about the fans for a moment, because, I mean, just the idea, and as you said, you know, you look at your fans as being friends, and I know they love hearing that, because, I mean, especially because they enjoy you. But, I mean, what is that like for you to know that you're able to, by doing what you love, Madeline, that you're able to inspire someone else to go for their goal or to go for their dream?
You know, I've always wanted that. I've always had that within me. When I'm out there, as I was younger, I was always involved in so many things, and being able to inspire people and to be a role model to younger girls and children, and that's one of my passions, along with the reason why I do what I do. You know, I love singing myself. I love songwriting. I love getting out there and, like you said, meeting my new friends and fans. But being able to also, like you said, inspire and for them to reach their goals, like, you know, if I could do it, anybody can do it. So being able to get out there and being a role model, especially to young children, is definitely, along with this passion that I have, and it's just an amazing thing that I could do. You know, I never thought that I'd be here at this point, like, you know, years ago, and then now I see myself years in the future, and I know I'm going to be there, and more people and friends that I'll be making, and that's just something that I'm blessed, and I'm just so humble to know that I can do that.
Well, I know that they appreciate that they have you as that example, Madeline. Again, everyone, Madeline Victoria is our guest for this segment. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. She also has available right now her self-titled EP. Of course, it's called Madeline Victoria. And one of those songs, in fact, is track number 4 on the EP, is He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. So, Madeline, how did this particular song come about?
Well, about 4 years ago, I was at a dance hall, and, you know, it's just something that just came to me, you know, seeing different people dancing and kind of, you know, of course, relating it to the love story in it. Everybody, that all my friends, we have certain dance partners or people that are looking at each other across the room. Everybody's, you know, working all week, and they're excited to go out, and especially in the small town that I'm from and surrounding small towns, we've got nothing pretty much better to do than to go out and hang out and dance. So this is basically for everyone out there who feels this the same way. And sometimes that love doesn't really work out other than at the dance floor or at the dance. And, oh, you know, I think he likes me, but it's basically just there at the dance hall. And then, you know, maybe next weekend again, it starts up again. So
right.
in seeing that and experiencing that with friends, and they just were like, this is perfect. This is my song. He only literally loves me on the dance floor. So it's just, it's something for everybody out there who loves to dance and whatnot.
Well, look, for those who can definitely relate to it, I know you all will enjoy the song. Here is Madeline Victoria with He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor from her self-titled EP. We'll be back with our final moments with Madeline right after this. Stay with us.
I
There you have Madeline Victoria with He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. Again, that's from her self-titled EP that's available for you all to get right now. As I said, it's through our friends at Amazon.com. Or if you like one of those other online retailers, it's okay for you to go over there as well to be able to get it for yourself. But we've been talking to Madeline not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Madeline, as I said, the music is available on the online retailers, but how can our audience stay connected with you?
Oh, yeah, they could go to Facebook. They could look up my name, Madeline Victoria. Also, my website, MadelineVictoriaMusic.com. If they just want to put my name into the Google Drive, I mean, they could Google me and I'll pop up anywhere. And I would love to get to know as many people as I can. Just add me on Facebook and like my page, and we'll get to know each other. And it's just great, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Madeline, congratulations to you on the EP and all the great things coming your way, and we hope you'll stop by the program again.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, and I had a great time. Thank you.
Hey, we really appreciate you. I want to thank our good friend Michael Stover for setting up this conversation with us for today, and we want to thank all of you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. To make it easy for you all to find Madeline, we've tagged her on both of our pages, so you guys can just find her there. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.